Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ray Dunaway, Jody Ambrosio is here. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Ray. And we've got a gubernatorial debate at the Infinity Theater, the Connecticut Broadcasters Association putting it on. You can hear it on this radio station live beginning at 4 o'clock. We'll have pre-debate coverage. Our afternoon show will be there at 3. And Mark Pazniokas from ctmirror.org, I'm sure, will be there, even though he's not a broadcaster. Hey, Paz.
Good morning. And the beautiful thing of a 4 p.m. debate
is
that it will be over in time for me to write the story and be sitting down in front of my television by 8.09 p.m.
to watch the Broncos-Cardinals game on my new TV home, Fox 61. That's a very good idea on your part.
I'm thinking TBS may get
Right, because you want to listen to that broadcast team. So today we've got another debate. We haven't had one in a while. What do you think, if anything, changes in the candidate's approach?
Well, you know, generally with these things, I look at what they're doing on TV, and it usually gives you a hint of what they're going to try to do during the debate. So what I'm talking about is, you know, in case of Stefanowski, his commercials right now are clearly addressed to the big gender gap where women favor Ned Lamont by a big margin. So he's got this really lovely commercial up with his wife, his three daughters, their cute little dog. You know, it's a softer piece. It does end with a little zing at Dan Malloy. I'll give him that. But it's you know, the tone is much different. So, you know, that's clearly a sign that they're trying to close that gap a little bit. And so it'll be interesting to see if Bob Stefanowski reinforces that or plays off of that tonight. If he does, will he give up at all on what has been a pretty relentless drum of attacking Lamont and tying him to Dan Malloy? For Ned Lamont, you know, one of his commercials up sort of takes note of the fact that among people who say that change is the biggest factor in casting their vote, Bob Stefanowski does really well among those folks. Ned Lamont's, one of the commercials that's up right now, it's actually titled Change. It tries to portray him as a change agent. So, you know, I think those are the two things to look for. And then for Oz Griebel, it's just, it's all good. I mean, this is exposure that he's been dying to get.
Right.
He's finally in the double digits, so, you know, he's going to be in this debate. He'll be in the last debate on WTNH because their standard is 10%.
And he's got it.
Yeah, he's got it.
Hey, Paz, one thing that I you're right, but the one thing that I think makes him attractive to some people is if you look at like Lamont things, they're trying to tie Stefanowski to Trump. Obviously, Stefanowski is trying to tie Ned Lamont to Dan Malloy, but Oz has been saying I'm kind of the independent guy here.
Yeah, and you know, if he had a decent budget and he had more time, he might be able to develop it. Yeah, he's got a tough road ahead of him, with the exception of Lowell Weicker, who had been in the Senate for a million years, and Joe Lieberman, who was in the Senate when he won as an independent. This state has not been terribly friendly to people who are not running on a major party line. And to be honest, that's true nationally as well. So, I mean, and Oz has a message of, I would govern differently. It's not an issue that he can wave the flag and people will immediately get energized by. You know, Ned Lamont in 2006 had a very simple and very powerful issue, the war in Iraq. And people flocked to him, and he was able to come out of nowhere and beat Joe Lieberman in a Democratic primary.
Right.
You know, Oz, he's running on confidence. He's running on an approach to governing that's not tied to either of the major parties. In this polarized time, it has, an appeal to some people. But the flip side of it being so polarized is there are plenty of other people who are really locked into their parties at this point.
Is there a point in these debates where we're actually going to hear the Republican candidate state his position on items and not just kind of skirt around the issue?
You know, when I do a little bit of public speaking, everybody asks me about how any of these guys would govern. And I said, you're not going to know until the first or second week in February when they have to put forward a budget. And I don't mean that to be glib, but that's the reality. We are not going to get any kind of detail until we see that first budget. And then you're really going to know how one of these guys is going to govern. They have not given us really any sense of their attitude towards the kinds of people they would have in government. You're right, Mr. Stefanowski has resolutely avoided talking about anything other than taxes and the economy. You know, he is suggesting he doesn't like Governor Malloy's approach to criminal justice reform, but, you know, considering that's been in the national news even, it's interesting that Mr. Stefanowski has not expressed any detailed opinion. You know, would he keep Scott Semple as correction commissioner, that kind of thing? You know, does he have an opinion about it? I don't know.
Mark Pasnielkas with us from ctmirror.org. By the way, if you want to see some of the commercials that have been up just recently, including the new Positive Bob, you can find that by just going to ctmirror.org. It's about the fifth or sixth story posted, but it is there. You know, but I wonder if first of all, I don't think these guys, I think these guys are staying on message, you know, Oz to a degree, but certainly Stefanowski, as you pointed out, taxes, 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 and that's in his yard signs, for God's sake. And Ned Lamont, I don't know quite what he's doing, but I mean, the point is, I've really not heard anything new. I mean, they had a little confab yesterday, I think, over at the Bushnell, and, you know, I didn't hear anything new from the sound bites we had.
No, in your reaction to Ned Lamont just now, you know, you don't know. I mean, I hear that on the trail. He does, you know, it's easy to ridicule Stefanowski for being so single-minded on taxes because it is true. Message discipline is very good until you get to a tipping point, and then it becomes kind of a joke. You know, no matter what the question is, the answer is the same. And over time, I think that wears on people. But Ned Lamont's problem is he does not have that crystal clear message. He has tried to have a broader appeal, and, you know, you don't get the sense that anything has really caught fire there. So that's been kind of a problem for Lamont.
Yeah.
Be interesting. Again, we'll have it on the radio live at 4 o'clock. I know some of the TVs are delaying it. You can also listen online at WTIC.com. Mark Pasnielkas will have expert analysis of it on ctmirror.org, and then he will sit down and enjoy that Broncos Cardinals game on Fox 61.
I'll keep that in mind, Joe.
Hey, I'll see you
later.
See you,
Paz. Bye-bye.
Bye,
big guy.
Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Bye-bye.
He's a huge Red Sox fan, which I addressed in my tweet to him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.